Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Congressman Richie Torres says there's an open-air drug market in the South Bronx.
What?
And he wants the mayor to do something about it. Yeah, firing off a letter to Mayor Adams almost demanding such from the mayor, the NYPD, and the Department of Health. In it, the congressman says the, quote, acceptance of unfettered drug use on Melrose, as though it were an inevitable fact of life, sends a dangerous message that public safety and health in the Bronx is not a priority. He's talking about Melrose Avenue between East 149 and 150, which is a major commercial center in the Bronx. Torres says that area is a known hotspot for drugs, saying needles litter the area and users just camp out and right there in the open. He called it a scene of lawlessness and disorder. An Adams spokeswoman says the administration is aware of Torres's concerns and is looking towards partnering with him to ensure a safe and livable city. You can mark this one to be continued, everybody. Boy, oh boy. From Lower Manhattan, it was the day we paused and remembered those we lost in that tragic event 23 years ago. Yeah, the bagpipes played and the names were read as New York, the whole country, paid tribute to the events of 9/11.
My father, Walter A. Matuza Jr., always remembered, never forgotten. We all love you. We miss you every day. And next year, I get to marry my best friend. Wish you got to meet her. Don't worry. I'll save you a seat in the front.
Close to 3,000 victims were murdered on September 11th. And all they were doing was going to work to provide for their respective families.
Yeah, this day is always so emotional. The President Biden was there, Vice President Harris there, former President Trump, and a host of other dignitaries all gathered to remind New York and the world to never forget. Meantime, at the Intrepid, a day of service today.
The tolling bells, a moment of silence before teams of volunteers got to work here for Meal Pack Day on the Intrepid. Event co-founder Jay Winnick's brother worked downtown on 9/11, was a volunteer firefighter and EMT who died rescuing people in Tower 2.
We wanted to create a ritual in this country, if we could, of people coming together and putting aside our differences and focusing in our common humanity.
Terry Kalish says his son left high school that day to help emergency workers downtown.
Shoes burned off, their boots burned off, and wash their feet and give them new boots or shoes to go out again.
He says this is about continuing a spirit of kindness and community. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, memorial service was held at the Pentagon today as well, hosted by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. 23 years, everybody. Can you believe it? Boy, oh boy. A Manhattan lawmaker unveiling a new effort aimed at curbing gun violence. City Council member Eric Botcher says he plans to introduce the nation's first legislation, ready for this, that would require gun stores to display graphic images showing the dangers of firearms at home. Telling us it's about raising awareness of the potential harm, similar to showing graphic images on cigarette packaging that warns of the dangers of smoking.
Every consumer who walks into a gun store should know that that firearm is exponentially more likely to hurt someone in their home. It exponentially increases the risk of suicide, homicide, death during domestic disputes.
Okay, he still didn't say exactly what graphic images means. Is he talking about dead people? Just the thought of that gives me the heebie-jeebies. Anyway, he plans to unveil the legislation tomorrow morning on the steps of City Hall. We'll be there. We'll let you know. Be right there alongside gun safety advocates. In Bed-Stuy, Bedford Avenue is going to look a little different as the DOT begins construction on a protected bike lane.
The bike lane on Bedford is getting a facelift. It'll be reconstructed along a 1.5-mile stretch from Dean Street to Flushing, and it's being redesigned to protect bikers. The DOT is also going to be adding pedestrian islands and new loading zones to better manage delivery trucks. Bikers we caught up with on the go said they're most excited to hear their safety is coming first.
It's just really congested on the street. So either way, it's not the best street to ride your bike on.
Absolutely. I feel like I almost get in an accident like every day.
The DOT will also create a critical cycling link here as more and more bikers hit city streets. Construction is expected to be finished by the end of the year. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bed-Stuy.
A day like today, you wish it'd be done by the end of the day, right? A Texas man facing federal charges here in the Big Apple, indicted on a series of sex trafficking and prostitution charges. He's 29-year-old Donald Roberson from Dallas, accused of driving two teenagers from Texas to New York and then forcing them to engage in prostitution in East New York. The Brooklyn DA says Roberson subjected the girls to horrific abuse, going as far as branding them with his nickname. No, he didn't. Treating them like his personal property and then forcing them into a life of exploitation and violence. Roberson facing a long list of charges, including sexual trafficking of a child, promoting prostitution, sexual abuse. He's due back in court on October the 23rd. Yeah, Little Italy is getting all dolled up today ahead of the start of the Feast of Gennaro tomorrow.
The stands and games are being set up, and soon the grills will be fired up.
We have skewers. We're famous for pork rajol, stuffed artichokes, rice balls.
Chef Santo Gaetano was born in Brooklyn but moved to Italy when he married an Italian woman.
Oh. And I live in Torino, Italy.
Oh, wow. So we're really getting Italian food here.
Very authentic.
And if you have room for dessert, there's Ferrara's Bakery.
Pastries, tartone, chocolate-covered strawberries.
Mr. Pellegrino grew up on Mulberry Street and points out this is the 98th annual festival.
For the Neapolitans, St. Gennaro is the patron saint, and we're trying to keep the celebration going.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Little Italy.
Have plate, will travel. I will see you all over there tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.